6 foot off the ground. Though I look for you, baby, you ain't nowhere to be found. Well, the water rising got sandbags at my door. Yeah, the water rising got sandbags at my door.
Frank Sultana on Valley FM. Frank has been hard at work organising Blues Bash number 4, which comes to Canberra this Saturday. Can't wait for that, but right now it is my very great pleasure to welcome him back to Jump Children. Frank Sultana, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Steve. Thanks for having us on, mate. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, matey. I am so looking forward to Saturday. The lineup is awesome, and we'll get to that in a tick. But first, what's the story of the Blues Bash? How did that get started?
So, well, actually, it sort of goes back to before COVID. A couple of the local Kiama lads used to run an event called Blues Bash. They put on a couple through the year, and then it kind of went away for a couple of years, and I sort of revived it just after 2023. And so I've done, this will be the fourth one. So I've sort of started with Kiama. We did the first two, and then we kind of spread it out to Central Coast. And so this time round, we're sort of taking it to three venues, which is Newcastle, Canberra, and Kiama. So yeah, it's kind of growing on its own steam. It's kind of nice.
So it is at the German Club from 3 p.m. this Saturday. Who's coming?
It's a pretty amazing lineup. We've got Eugene Bridges from Texas. He's our headline act. We've got Karen Lee Andrews and her band, Jeff Wang, Ray Beadle and his band, Fiona Boys, Nadia Brancinsato, who made the finals this year of the Blues Challenge in Memphis. And I've also got my new band, which is myself, Dan Sullivan, and Nathan Beretta. We're called Brothers. So we're actually debuting that band at Blues Bash. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting lineup, man.
Yeah, tell me about Brothers. Nathan and Dan had the Cocaine and Whiskey album that came out on New Year's Day, I think. How did you hook up with them?
So, look, I've known Nathan Nathan and Dan for probably close to 8 or 9 years now. We've been mates. We've worked together. Dan has been my harmonica player for the last sort of 3-4 years. And Nathan is a very good friend who has sat in with us a number of times as well. So I produced that album that you're talking about, The Loft Sessions, for Nathan and Dan, and recorded that in Kiama for them. And so that kind of got us thinking about doing something that was a little bit more formal. And when we were in Memphis in January, because the boys were in the Blues Challenge this year in January, and I went over as a spectator this time, which was kind of nice. And I booked a session for us at Sun Studios, and we recorded an album at Sun Studios, which we're about to release next month. So it's been kind of the whole year in the making, really. We've got this really great record that we did at Sun, and we're going to tour it sort of from the first 3 months of next year, starting with Blues Bash in December.
Fantastic. I heard a rumor of an album. I am quite looking forward to that.
Yeah, look, we're pretty excited about it, man. It turned out fabulous. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got Cam Smith on drums and Mike Ricks on bass, and we're going to tour it, like I said, sort of from December through till about March.
As you mentioned, the headliner is Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Is he the first international act we've had on Blues Bash?
For Blues Bash? Absolutely, yes.
So he's been to Australia a bazillion times. How did you get him involved?
Yes. Just kind of asked the question and he said yes. So, look, I've sort of been blown away by that. I mean, we've always had great bands and great acts on all the Blues Bashes. Yeah, Ray's played it before. Fiona's played it before. We've had Chase the Sun. We've had Minnie Marks. We've had, a heap of really good acts every time. But this one has really kind of gone up a notch, you know what I mean? I'm pretty stoked to have Karen Lee Andrews and Jeff Lang and Ray Beadle as part of it as well. So, yeah, it's going to be special.
Yeah, we saw Karen Lee Andrews a couple of weeks ago. She supported Eric Gales and she was fantastic. Oh,
man. Yeah, she's great. Wait till you see her with her band. It's even more impressive. So I got to see Karen the other week. I was in Adelaide actually last week and I saw Eric Gales at the Gov in Adelaide and Karen did the support on acoustic guitar and she was just amazing. She really is probably the best female vocalist in the country at the moment, I reckon. She's absolutely fabulous, writes great songs. Her band is killer. It's going to be really special.
Well, Frank, I am looking forward to it. Everyone is looking forward to it. Thank you so much. We will see you on Saturday.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Thanks again for having me, mate.
Catch you later.
Good on you.
This is Jump Children. I'm Steve, and this is Eugene Hideaway Bridges.